Yes.
Love Talk Radio.
Yes. Chag Hamatzah, Sameach. Here. Day two corresponding here with the first day right here in the season, in the Iowa, in the time right here. Look a bit more on Psalm 96. It's very interesting, you know, looking at the Hebrew, both the Hebrew with the Tiferet and in the Royal Amharic with the Yeteferah, you know, and the Gurma, yes, the revelation right there. But here for day two of the unleavened bread. So we have some more steps just to go through some of the basic steps so that I and I people can become more familiarized with it and truly give ear and hear your grow in grace. So here from Worthy is Jalam, I and I first Rastafari Passover Haggadah book. Going to pick up with a little bit more right here from the book. So here we're at the point like step eight where the motzi matzah, you know, the eating of the unleavened bread. And also, you know, with some of the themes, chaburim, you know, such as, you know, the power of word sound, you know, word sound and power. And also when the scripture says, like, speaking the truth in love. Let's see if we have that clip right there, speaking the truth in love. Because our offering, right, according to the Brit Chadasha type, right, you know, the words of I and I mouth, the agitation of I and I heart, and of course, the works of I and I hands.
Lack this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love?
The truth
in love.
The truth
of the king. In love.
The truth.
This forfeiture, this lack, this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? In love. In love.
Ki ya'ima nidabira ha'emet bi ahava ve'negidila ve'chola davara la'u la'mashiach asher hu'a ha'rosh. Here, Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love.
In love.
For speaking the truth in love, but speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidabir ha'emet bi ahava. Speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidabir ha'emet bi ahava. 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 Ahava bi ahava. In ahava. In love. Ki im nidabir ha'emet bi ahava. We need to be called the Davara Laua, Lamashiach Hasher Hua Harosh. Full of all, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things. That is head, Moshiach, even Mashiach, even Messiah, even Christos, even Christ in His kingly character. Kiim nedaber haimeta be'ahava. We nigidila bikola davar lo la Mashiach asher hu ha rosh kiim nidaber haemet bi ahava.
So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends.
I've been traveling this way.
How does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
የቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us. And on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
But the jam give me honor to make me sing even though I'm a born stammer. So me sing sweet song like a Hosanna. My voice sweet like a piano.
Let's go. but the ties, the vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and now because you came into my world with love, so softly love. But the stars, the vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and now because change my world with love, so stop the love. Change my world with love, so stop the love.
Yes, yes, yes. Ken Booth right there, there. Oh, the Godfather theme right there, the good father. So going to ride up right up here for day two, Unleavened Bread. Here's Midnight, Love One Another.
I like this giraffe, vintage of rain shower, make a little adawa, love you one and then, love you one and then, love you one and then, take it water enemy, give it giving free, love you one and then, love you one. Love me one another, love me one another. Cycle of ancestral, Abuna and Ababa, Maguire soldier. What about the Bible? Love me one another, love me one another. Could be the latest of the night, telling the earliest the morning time. Hey, might be there for your needs. Treat them right all the time. Hey, one another, love you one another, love you one another. What a vibe for Nachalawa, send up a vibe throughout the struggle. To help one each other, Instagram, my vinegar, what a power over, the ocean, the fire, the light, I told ya, the light, I told ya, love you on the head, millions of fathoms, feet of water, from below come the artist lover, busting out of world to conquer. Love me one another, love me one another, love me one another, love me one another, love me one another. The latest of the night, in the earliest of morning time. Might be there for your need. Treat them right all the time.
Hello, new missionary soldiers in the army. Who know righteous apostles serving the Almighty. Good right.
around that room, right around the justice sound. Cause that soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The goal of our deliverance. The great story of deliverance is revealed on two levels in Scripture. One that concerns the paradise of Eden, the universal level, and the other that concerns the paradise of Israel, the particular level. Therefore, Yeshua is both rightly called the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, John 1:29, and Messiah, our Passover Lamb, who has been sacrificed for us, 1 Corinthians 5:7. Likewise, he is both rightly called the seed of the woman and the son of David. He is called the second Adam and the king of the Jews, and so on. The story of Israel's deliverance in Egypt therefore serves as an allegory, a mythos, of both the universal salvation that was promised in Eden, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, as well as the revelation of the sacrificial ministry of Yeshua as Israel's promised Messiah. Yeshua is both the Savior of the world as well as Israel's true Adonai, Hebrew for Lord and Deliverer. Just as Eve's doubt in Jah Adonai's goodness gave Satan his advantage, so it was through her teshuvah, repentance, that she would find salvation. And just as it was through Adam's sin that the plague of death came into the world, so it was through Yeshua's sacrificial death that life and healing would come. Yeshua was bruised through his sacrifice on the cross tree, but through it he crushed the head of the serpent and broke the fangs of his venomous sting. Access to the tree of life is now available in the renewed paradise of Jah Adonai. Yeshua is the Amen, the Savior of the world and the one who rebuilds the fallen tabernacle of Eden. Looked at from another perspective, here, Egypt represents the world bondage system that enslaves people. The word Mitzrayim comes from the word Tzur, meaning restriction. As the temporal ruler of this world, the Pharaoh of the Exodus, therefore represents Satan, Sut, Sut-Han, and the original serpent, Apophis, Epep, who deceived Eve in the orchard. Egypt, therefore, represents a state of exile, similar to the original exile from Eden. And just as the blood of the Lamb applied to the doorpost in Egypt caused a plague of death to pass over, so the blood of Yeshua saves us from the wrath of Ha Elohim and spiritual death. Yeshua said that by nature, people were in bondage to the dictates of this world system and its forces and needed to be set free. The Hebrew word for salvation, Yeshua, means to be set free from the restrictions of lower Egypt and its forces. Just as the Israelites were made free from the tyranny of the Pharaoh of the Exodus when they crossed the Sea of Reeds, being baptized into the death of the waters, so they could be reborn to serve Jah Adonai in freedom, likewise, those who trust in Yeshua are baptized into his death and reborn to serve Jah Adonai by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our redemption is meant to set us free to be Am Segula, Jah Adonai's treasured people.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Exodus chapter 15.
Perek Tet Vav.
Then sang Moshe and the children of Israel.
Az yashfir Moshe uvnei Israel.
This song to Yahweh. They uttered utterance.
Et hashira hazot ladonai vayomru lemor.
I shall sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed, yes, triumphed.
Ashir al Adonai higao ga'a.
The horse and its charioteer he flung into the sea.
Sus verochevo rama bayam.
By fierce might and strength is Yah.
Ozi vezimrat Yah.
He has become deliverance for me.
Vayihili lishua.
This is my God, I honor him.
Ze Eli ve'anvehu.
The God of my father, I exalt him.
Elohe avi va'aromenu.
Yahweh is a man of war.
Adonai ish milchama.
Yahweh is his name.
Adonai shemu.
Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hurled into the sea.
Markevot paro ve'helo yara vayam.
Choicest teams of three sank in the sea of reeds.
Umifhar shalishav tubbe'u ve'yamsuf.
Oceans covered them.
Tehomot yechasiyumu.
They went down in the depths like a stone.
Yaredu v'imtsolot kemo aven.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, majestic in power.
Yeminecha Adonai ne'edari bakkoah.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, shattered the enemy.
Yeminecha Adonai tir'atz oyev.
In your great triumph, you smashed your foes.
Uvrov ge'onecha taharos kamecha.
You sent forth your fury, consumed them like chaff.
Teshallach haronecha yochelem o katkash.
By the breath of your nostrils, the waters piled up.
Uvruach apecha ne'ermu mayim.
The gushing streams stood up like a dam.
Nitzevu chemoned nozilim.
The oceans congealed in the heart of the sea.
Kafeu tehomot belev yam.
Uttered the enemy.
Amar oyev.
I will pursue.
Erdof.
Overtake.
Asig.
And apportion the plunder.
Ahalek shalal.
My greed will be filled on them.
Timlaem o nafshi.
My sword I shall draw.
Arik harbi.
My hand dispossess them.
Torishem o yadi.
You blew with your breath, the sea covered them.
Nashafta veruhacha kisam o yam.
They plunged down like lead in majestic waters.
Salalu ka'oferet bemayim adirim.
Who is like you among the gods, O Yahweh?
Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai.
Who is like you, majestic among the holy ones?
Mi kamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh.
Feared one of praises.
Nora tehilot.
Doer of wonders.
Osefele.
You stretched out your right hand.
Natita yeminecha.
Underworld swallow them.
Tiblaem o aretz.
You led in your faithfulness, your people redeemed.
Nahita v'chasdecha amzu ga'alta.
Guided in your fierce might to your holy pasture.
Nehalta v'ozzecha el neve kodshecha.
The peoples heard.
Shame'u ammim.
They shuddered.
Yirgazun.
Writhing seas, Philistia's settlers.
Hil Ahaz Yosheve Pelashet.
And then terrified Edom's chieftain.
Az Nivhalu Allufe Edom.
Moab's rams, trembling did seize them.
Ele Moab Yohazemo Raab.
Then melted away all Canaan's settlers.
Namogu Kol Yosheve Chenaan.
There fell upon them dread and anguish.
Tippol alehem emata vafahad.
Before your arm's greatness, they drew dumb like stone.
בגדול זרועך ידמו כאבן.
Until they cross, your people, O Yahweh.
עד יעבור עמך אדוני.
Until they cross, the people you fashioned.
עד יעבור עם זו קנית.
You brought them, you planted them, on the mount of your heritage.
תביאמו ותתאמו בהר נחלתך.
Foundation of your seat, which you prepared, O Yahweh.
מכון לשבתך פעלת אדוני.
The holy shrine, O Lord, founded by your hand.
מקדש אדוני כוננו ידיך.
Let Yahweh be king for the ages, eternity.
אדוני ימלוך לעולם ועד.
For Pharaoh's horses came with chariots and riders into the sea.
Kiva shush paro berichvo ufarashab bayam.
But Yahweh turned back with these waters upon them.
Vayashev Adonai alehem et mehayam.
And the children of Israel went upon the dry land through the midst of the sea.
Uvnei Israel halechu vayabasha betoch hayam.
Now Miriam the prophetess, Aharon's sister, took a timbrel in her hand.
ותיקח מרים הנביאה אחות אהרון את הטוף בידה.
And all the women went out after her.
ותצאנה כל הנשים אחריה.
With timbrels and with dancing.
בתופים ובמחולות.
Miriam chanted to them.
ותען להם מרים.
Sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed. Yes, triumph.
Shiru l'Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and its charioteer flung into the sea.
Shush v'rochevo rama b'yam.
Moshe had Israel move on from the Sea of Reeds.
וַיָּסַעַ מֹשֶׁה אֶת יִשְׂרָאֵל מִיָּם סוּף.
And they went out to the wilderness of Shur.
וַיֶּצְאוּ אֶל מִדְבָר שׁוּר, 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 מִדְבָר
We're heading into the second day right here at the eve of the first day, the Yom HaRishon. And Yom HaRishon is called Sunday, but for I and I, the Ehud, and the Royal Amharic Melkam, Ehud, blessed first day. And here at the first day, we're at the second, right, the second day of Matzah, the Chag HaMatzah Sameach, Chag, Feast, HaMatzah of the Bread, of the Matzot, HaMatzot, of the unleavened bread, Sameach, happy joy. So here, just to continue right here, there's a Dayenu, interesting song. There's a Harry Belafonte, if any of the Ahavarim can get that tune, I'd like to share. We got one up on the board, but I think it's Maccabees. They do a little something with, we'll share that. But first, right here still is extension of the sixth step, and give thanks to the Habarim for the reading, the goals of our deliverance, right? Also the 10 plagues, give thanks to Har Ahad, Ras Ayasin, Ras Muata, and all the brothers and sisters for their contribution. You know, they're giving right here the words. Yes, I. He says, bring with I and I words. But here, for the word right here, we are at the... This is a continuation, a pre-section to the Dayenu right here. Just as the Israelites were made free from the tyranny of the Pharaoh, the great house of the Exodus. No, in Egypt was the good, the bad, and the ugly. We don't do like some London ones do, you know, when they look at the exodus, even from we, the black Jews, and Israel, ethnic Israel, they might look at it like it was all bad. No, there was the good, the bad, and the ugly. This right here just points to a period of time where Jah had to make his judgments known on behalf of his people. So, you know, some of that extremist kind of stuff right there doesn't match what the word says, what the scripts say. But just as the Israelites were made free from the tyranny of that great house, it's like we have a new suit jacket and tie, suiting of this Western Gentile here in the wilderness. It's different than the previous one. You see how that goes? Well, this is how it went. The tyranny of the Paro of the Exodus when they crossed the Sea of Reeds. The Sea of Reeds, also called the Yam Suf. The Yam Suf or the Etra Eritrean Sea. In the ancient, Rain Komet, some say Metunet, but the language of the people of the land, they refer to as the Seket Aru, or the Seket Hetep, or the Field of Peace. It was interesting when you study what some of the Egyptians believed or said to believe in that particular time, like from the 12th dynasty to the 18th dynasty, the period of the 400 years, 12th dynasty, ancient Egypt, to roughly the 18th dynasty. It seemed as though almost like with counterfeit Christianity, some say, you know, you go to heaven and you go to the garden and all that after you die. But then we see the promise of the scripture is that the kingdom of heaven will be established on earth. All right, so we bring the kingdom on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. But some have been taught, you know, kind of a pie, so to speak, in the sky after you die. But that's not what the word says. Our Father prayer disabuses them of that. So in the same similar sense, in the ancient Egyptian denomination became a lot like counterfeit Christianity at this particular period of time. The difference is that the Israelites, in other words, were going to the promised land in the liberty, like while living, not in a sense of after you die, you go to heaven in the sky. So a lot of Christians still believe that, but if they just would pray the Our Father prayer, it might disabuse them of that delusion that the enemy has sowed among them like the weed among the good wheat. But being baptized into the death of the waters, that crossing of the Sea of Reeds, the Yam Suf in the Hebrew, Etra Bahir in the Royal Amharic, the Eritrean Sea, being baptized into the death of the waters so that they could be reborn and serve Yah Adonai, Shah Adonai in freeness. Likewise, those who trust in Adonainu, Robeinu, Yeshua are baptized into his death and reborn to serve Yah Adonai by the power of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Ayla Irit. Ayanai redemption is meant to set Ayanai free to be, according to the Hebrew, the Am Segula. Am people, Segula, a treasured people. KJV translates that as, I think, a peculiar people, but the segula is like something that is valuable, that you treasure, you guard. Am segula, Yah Adonai's treasured people. Exodus 3 and 8 from the Metzaf Kedus of Nikus Neges, where it reads, Watetana mar, wada mit tafesiso agar, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, this is like the segue right here to the Dayenu. Now, Harry Belafonte did one of the best versions of a few Hebrew, Judaic, and we, the Beta Israel tunes right here. Let's see if this is a part of it here. So we have the Dayenu. Now there's another tune. We'll see if this is the next one we have up on the board, or hopefully we'll get to share it with the eye. So here's a singing of the Dayenu, right? Dayenu means it would have been enough for us. Day, or die. In some pronunciations, die. Die is like, is Hebrew to say like enough. Die. You know, Dayenu, it's enough. Like, you know, somebody stop, or it's enough, but this is enough. Die. It's not the other way in the Gentile language, but in the Hebrew, it's to say it is enough. Einu, Anu, Einu is speaking for us. The Anu, Einu, Anu is I and I. Dayenu, Dayanu, Dayanu, Dayenu. It would have been enough for I and I. So in light of all that Yah Adonai has done for I and I, in light, illumination of all that Jah Adonai has done for I and I, we surely should express I and I heartfelt thanks and praises and give Miskana, Torah, thanks, give Isis for I and I salvation, for I and I Yeshua and Yeshuot, for I and I victory and victories. It is customary then to sing some verses of an ancient Hebrew song and chant, Dayenu, Dayenu, Dayenu. It would have been enough for I and I at this time. The sense of it would have been enough. So here, just we go through a couple of the verses, go over the verses right here. Yeah, give thanks, Chaba, to check for that. I know we had it up here before, but it's the, you know, the Dayenu. Hine Matov, Hine Matov. All right. Well, if you don't find it, still we go through. Maybe we even share that one right there, if the eye can. Yes, I. So here, the singing Dayenu. First verse right here. Elu Hotzi. Hotianu mi Mitzrayim, Dayenu. First part, Elu Hotzi. Had he brought, almost a sense of the Elu is like the Aliyah Ayinai, to bring us up. As I mentioned in one of the audios, the audibles, you know, it says he brought them out of Egypt, but actually in the Hebrew, he brought them up out of Egypt, because it's interesting to look at the, you know, the topological, you know, the ground. It's a lowland, especially when we see the ancient roots of Kemet or ancient Egypt with Tobia in Africa, in the Ethiopian, the mountains, the highlands. You know, that's where the Kemet actually comes from. The Kemet is that, in the Hebrew, we call it the Adama, where Adam from the Adama, that reddish, brownish ground, so reddish brown and so rich in nutrients that it's black, let's just say the Kemet. So the Adama that comes down with the rising of the dog star, you know, of Sirius, some might say Anpu or Anubis, but the dog star, right, roughly on the 23rd of July, which is the head of creation in ancient Egypt, and it will go down from the highlands, the roof of Africa, Ethiopia, Tobia, Ethiopia, the Kui, the Kush land, all the way down to the Mitzrayim, to the Mitzah. So to come out of Egypt is not just to come out, you have to actually come up and out. So here we have the Elu from the Allah, Elu Hotzi. Hotianu, had he brought all of us, all of I and I, Hotzi, to bring the one who brings Hotzi. Another little interesting point, the Yetziat. The Yetziat means the Exodus Mitzrayim, the Yetziat. So this is what the book was named by the Septuagint, right? And therefore it comes down to English, the second book of Moshe, as Exodus. Right, the Yetzi, Mitzrayim, and it was a coming out in the Royal Amharic from the Ge'ez, the second book, right, of the Bible, and the Book of the Seven Seals, and His Majesty's Bible is known as the Orit, Torah, link right there, Orit, Ze of Se'at, the Se'at. So this word sound, Hotzi. The one who brings Anu, the one who brings I and I, Hotzi Anu, Mi Mitzrayim, from the mitzvahs, from the constrictions, from the restrictions, the constrictions. A mitzvah, right, we have the word sor. Sor is an interesting word. The word can mean restriction. It can mean like on the grid, in a sense. Get into some of the details, the upper and the lower of ancient Egypt is implied here. Hotzianu mi Mitzrayim. This is said twice. Hotzianu mi Mitzrayim. Brought all of I and I. Brought all of I and I out from Mitzrayim, off the grid, so to speak. Dayenu. Then it would have been enough. So the idea here with the Elu Hotzi, Hotzianu, Hotziano mi Mitzrayim, Hotziano mi Mitzrayim, Dayeno. Had he brought all of I and I out of Mitzrayim, then it would have been enough for I and I. Verse 2. Natan lanu et ha Torah, Dayeno. Had he given Elu Natan, Natan lanu, Natan to give lanu, leanu to I and I. Elu Natan lanu, given to I and I et ha Torah, given to I and I the direction, the instruction, the Torah. Dayeno. Then it would have been enough for I and I. In other words, if he had done just that, just brought us out of Mitzrayim, Dayeno, enough for I and I. Had he given to I and I Ha Torah, Eilu Natan Lanu et Ha Torah, Dayeno. That would have been Dayeno, enough for I and I. Verse 3. Ilu shalach lanu et Mashiach. Deinu. Had he sent, ilu shalach to send, shalach send lanu for anu for I and I. Shalach lanu et ha et Mashiach. Had he sent to I and I the Messiah, and this form here with et Mashiach is like to say, had he just sent to I and I a Messiah, just so if he just sent to I and I a Messiah, Deino. If we now say it with a definite article, then it will be the Messiah, like Elu shalach lanu et ha Mashiach, shalach lanu et ha Mashiach, Deino. Then that would have been Dayeno, enough for I and I. Now the chorus that links it all together right here is Dayeno, say enough, Yeno, like for I and I, Dayeno, it would have been enough for I and I. So the overview right here, had he brought all of I and I out of Mitzrayim, then it would have been enough. Dayeno. Had he given to us, I and I, all of us, given to I and I, Ha Torah, the direction, instruction, Dayeno, then it would have been enough, Dayeno, enough for I and I. Had he sent to I and I, a Messiah, the Messiah, Ha Mashiach, Dayeno, then that would have been enough. It would have been enough. It would have been enough. It would have been enough. But then he did enough for I and I. Because Yeshua Adonainu, we have the greatest of all reasons to cry out, Dayeno. Here, refer to the epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 to verse 39. And this tune right here, the Mi Sei Dei, it's interesting. If you listen to the tune and understand what the Hebrew is saying, you see that even the soul of Jah people, even in captivity, the same word sound, even from Dayeno, you know, though we turned it up as Mi Sei Dei, enough, I want to go home. Yes? Yes, I. Rastafari. Here, see my eyes.
Daylight come and me want go.
Come out. Yes, I come out of her, Jah people. So here we have the epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, was that verse 31, and this is in the section, the unfailing purpose of Ha'elohim, through the gospel, through the good news. Here we're going to back it up to verse 28 and just go through the full right here, 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 as this section here on the day, you know. Here we have the unfailing purpose of Ha'elohim, of the Elohim, true God, through the good news. And we know, I know, here, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, 8 to 8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Elohim, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Beno, of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified or made righteous, and whom he justified or made righteous, them he also glorified. Verse 31. What shall I say to these things? If Elohim be for I, for us, who can be against us? Who can be against I? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, for I all, how shall he not with him also freely give us I all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect, of the elect of God? Siyuma Gziavi here. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Elohim's elect? It is Elohim that justifieth, that maketh righteous. Is he that condemneth? It is Moshiach, Christos Christ. It is Moshiach that died. Rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Elohim, who also maketh intercession for I. And here, at verse 35, the next section, the mitmanon, the believer, the amena, the one who admits, who has credit, is secure. Verse 35. Who shall separate I from the love of Christos, from the love of the anointed, from the love of HaMashiach, the Messiah? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, false prosecution, or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we, I are killed all the day long. We, I are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love I. For I am persuaded that neither nigh the death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate I from the love of Elohim, who is in Moshiach Yeshua Adonainu, I, Adonai, yes, I, cha, Rastafari. So here. Let's see if this tune is a tune right here. Check this out. Let's see how this sounds. Yes, I. Maka beat. Yes?
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Good day, Carolina, Carolina, where's I am? Where's I am?
Die, 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 die. Natalanu, Natalanu, Echatora, Natalanu, Echatora, Die, 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 Die,
Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Die. Yes, I. Pray to I was on mute right there. I was just saying that enough. Yeah, you know, that was the Maccabees right there with a couple of different, like, versions, mixes of it, beginning of Harry Belafonte. Yeah, the mic is on. Yes, I. Got it. Give thanks. You know, one just reminded me the mic was off. But just on a diagonal, we got a reason on that right there. Did you know that some of the, some of our people going back even a couple more than 100 years now over in this country used to sing and chant for some of the European Jewish communities, even here in the New York area, some of the tunes. And it just kind of reminds me, remember the Al Jolson thing where he went in blackface, the mammy, but he also was a cantor and everything. Maybe something about that soul. Remember the soul people thing right there? So I think the soul needs to return to just soul people. What more can we say about it? Let's reason on it. But Harry Belafonte best said it in the Angel Levine, interesting movie, The Angel Levine. We're going to move on, but here, just to say that to that.
Don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigga.
Nigga? That's the way a Jewish angel talks? Sorry. I'm sorry, too.
Look, Miss, can sit down.
It's a little scene in the movie where, you know, he calls, the white Jewish guy a nigger and everything, and then he's like, is that the way of a Jewish angel? It's an interesting little film from the 60s. Just to share that right there. But let's ride up right here with the Hallel, the praises. Speaking about the praises right here, the Hallel. Yes, I.
Offering thanks, Hallel. Let us thank Yahweh, our Elohim, for the miracle of our deliverance. Blessed be Yahweh Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, who makes us rejoice with the psalms of praise. Hallelujah, Abde Yahuwah. Hallelujah, et Shem Yahuwah. Yehi Shem Yahuwah, miborak me'ata ve'ad olam. Mimizrach Shemesh ad mibo, mehulal Shem Yahuwah, Ram el kol goyim, Yahuwah el hashemayim kabodo. Praise Yah, hallelujah. Praise, O servants of Yahweh. praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting. The name of Yahweh is to be praised. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Yahweh is high above all nations, and his glory is above the heavens. Who is like Yahweh, our Elohim, who is enthroned on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise Yahweh.
Amen, amen, amen. That's Psalm 113 right there, Via Habarim. Psalm 113. Yes, I, Rasta Hebrew man right here, here, here.
We need to give them time. Give thanks and praise to Jah Jah.
Let them worship Jah Jah. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
And here, time for the chalice.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense.
So here, the Aishens. Remember that Robeno, I Rabbi Yeshua HaMashiach, King of Kings Christ, that he said that you won't drink of it until you drink of it anew in the kingdom. Very, very interesting with the first and the second advent. Weep not, behold, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David. So here, the steps of the Pesach Seder. As we mentioned, there are 15 steps to a Passover Seder, the order. The Israelites were redeemed on the 15th day of the month of Abib called Nisan. In HaTorah, in this Torah scroll, the Song of the Sea is found in the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus. And its center column has 15, quote, waves. When we look at the printing, it has 15 waves of water. There are 15 steps ascending the southern side of HaHekal, of the temple, the Beit Mikdash, and 15 psalms. There are 15 psalms, Tehillim, 15 psalms that begin a song of the steps, or in the Hebrew, the Shir HaMa'alot, Shir HaMa'ilot, the song, a song of the steps, or the Ma'ala, Ma'alot, is like the steps, like a stairway, ascension, going up. The priestly baraka, the priestly blessing, has 15 words. And the divine, the divine name, the Hashem Yah, the Yod and Hey Yah, it equals 15 in the Hebrew gematria, or gematria. 7 is the number of the older covenant, the number of the new covenant, or the 7 plus 8 equals 15, 15, Chaburim. So now we have the cups, the chalices, or the cups, the chalice. It's also interesting in the Eser HaMakot and give thanks, Rastahar Ahad. Yeah, for the read right there, it's interesting because, you know, people talk about libation. Well, there we kind of libate, give libation, right, to even those who were not so good to us at that event horizon, right, where the Israelites came out, that there is a kind of a libation, you know, a dipping out of the cup. And something that the brother, when he read it, he said that when we will, our cups, right, and it lessens, he said, like it lessens our joy. Because the more times that we have to pour out a libation, right, you know, yeah, it says we will spill a drop of wine from our cups, our chalices, signifying that the suffering of the Mitzrayim, the suffering of the Egyptians, lessens I and I joy. So we're not joyful about that suffering. So even in the act of the Eser HaMakot, there's a kind of a libation. You know what I mean? Imagine you have your chalice, you take some of the herb out and you drop it on the ground. You know what I mean? You know, for the Babylonians, so to speak, it's going to lessen I and I joy, but it keeps us very conscious of really what's going on right here. But here we have four cups or four chalices, or more accurately, the chalices of wine, according to the first type, or juice, right, are drunk during the Pesach Seder. Now, remember the cup, the chalice, you know, and the Moshiach Rabbeinu, he said that he will drink of it anew. You know, we have the Brit Hadasha, Hadash, Adis, anew, or renewed, right? So four chalices of wine or juice, right, are drunk during the Passover Seder, remembering the four promises of Yah, of Jehovah, given to Moshe in Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 to 7. Mainly these four. One, first one, I will bring you out, the bring you out promise. That's the cup or the chalice of sanctification, setting apart. Secondarily, second chalice or cup, I will free you. That's the cup, the chalice of deliverance. Thirdly, the third cup or chalice, I will redeem you. The cup, the chalice of redemption. And fourthly, I will take you as my own people. I will take you as my own people, in a sense to adopt you as my own. That's the chalice, the cup, the chalice of restoration, restoration. So here, at this particular point, we have the cup, the chalice of deliverance, deliverance. So here, we're reading from Worthy is Jalam, I and I First Rastafari Passover Haggadah book. Have the PDF available. Also, get a hard copy if one is able to. But here, on page 76, the cup of deliverance. At this time, this Iowa, make I and I look at the shank bone. Now, here, point this out, we have a footnote here, the shank bone, because on the Passover Seder, you know, going from the old covenant to the renewed, right? Seeing the type, as he says, do all things according to the pattern. So there's this shank bone. Here we bring out a footer here. The Hebrew sages referred to the lamb as the Zeroah. Many of the Hebrew, the ancient Rabbanim, rabbi, scholars of Torah, have referred to the lamb as the Zeroah, the Zeroah. So when the traditional Pesach Seder or the plate is laid out, it has certain of these elements, and one of them is a shank bone. But now here in our footnote, we go into some of the wisdom of the Egypt's Hebrew sages referred to the lamb as Zeroah. Zeroah is arm, the Zeroah, which is the outstretched arm. Now, how interesting that is when we now look at that in the Brit Hadasha sense of the King of Kings Christ, the Moshe Yeshua, the stretched out arm. Right, the extended arm, right, the Zeroah, right, as in the phrase outstretched arm. So we have this phrase outstretched arm in translation, or the, wait here, Ua be a Zeroah netuya, by and by a outstretched arm. U be Zeroah, U and be by way of Zeroah, arm netuya, netuya, that's stretched out. The Zeroah netuya, right, of Jah, symbolized in the wisdom of the Egypt, as it says in the New Covenant scripture concerning Moshe, that he was learned in the wisdom of the Egypt. And studying the Metzaf Kedusa's, Matthew's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, and other such manuscripts, the more proper would be the wisdom of not just Egypt in the singular, but of Mitzrayim, of the Egypts, the Gipsoch, of the Egypts, both Lower Egypt, where the majority of the Hebrews and the Israelites were located, and also Upper Egypt that extends to Tobia, to Kui, Kush land. And we know Moshe's connection right there. Was that one of the reasons that Miriam was turned up? But anyway, the symbolic logic right here of the Zeroah Netuya, right, as symbolizing the wisdom of the Mitzrayim of the Egypts by the Ka. Have you seen the Ka hieroglyphic? The Ka hieroglyphic, that's the outstretched arms. And known to Moshe, who was, according to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 22, learned in all the Chokmah, the wisdom, the Chokmot of the Mitzrayim. And not that he was learned like book learned or manuscript learned, but he was mighty in word, right, and speaking that word, sound, power. Notice in Hosea, speaking of the Brit Hadasha of I and I dispensation, that we bring forth words, right? Bring forth words, the words of I in thy mouth, the meditation of I in thy heart, and of course, the works of I in thy hands. Mighty in word and deed. Mighty in word and in deed. Therefore, instead of looking like down at a shank bone, right? Make the matep, matep. What's the matep? The matep is a lifting up of the kah sign. Stretch out our arms in the living sign of the cross, receiving Christos HaMoshiach within his gnosis, his knowledge, his da'at, according to the teaching of Rabbeinu Yeshua, the gospel, into our inner man, right? So not, continuing in that the literal, the physical of it, but looking at the metaphysical or the new covenant sense of it. So in looking at that stretched out arm, so to speak, right, on the Seder, right, the order table of the Passover, we give thanks to Yeshua, Moshechenu, Ayinai Messiah, the true Passover lamb of Yahweh, of Jehovah, Ayinai Savior. So here we have the word, behold the lamb of Ha-Elohim, of the Elohim, who takes away the sin of the world. Here in the Hebrew, Hine Seh Ha-Elohim Ha-Noseh Et Ha-Ta'at Ha-Olam. Hine, behold, Seh, the Lamb, Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, the Lamb of the Elohim, the power, Ha-Noseh, Ha-Noseh, Noseh, the one who lifts up, the one who lifts up, the literal sense of Ha-Noseh. He who be, who he be, who he be Ha-Noseh. His attribute, the lifter upper or the taker away, lifting up et chatat, the sin, the uckery, sin, forfeiture, lack, fornication, the crown of the king was seen as a burden. And therefore, he who he be is Ha-Noseh. Ha-Noseh, he takes away, but directly in the Hebrew, he lifts up. Ha-Noseh et ha-chatat ha-olam. Now, often this is translated as, behold the Lamb of God, Ha-Elohim, who takes away the sin of the world. But in the Hebrew, this can also be brought out as, behold the Lamb of Ha-Elohim, who takes away the eternal sin. The eternal sin, because we say ha-olam, also in the Hebrew construction, it can be forever or to an indefinite point of time. So here, we have the sins of the world, the eternal sins, the sins of this world, flesh, and satanic sequorum. So now we are ready to drink the cup, right? The cup of deliverance, of iliverance. This cup or this chalice, so it's a second chalice, right? Second chalice here in the Seder. It recalls Ha-Elohim's second promise, his second yea and amen, made to Ayinai ancestors. And what was that second word? I will deliver you. I deliver you. In the Hebrew, it's actually the natal, from the natal root. I will snatch you from bondage. Make Ayinai then give thanks to Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, Ayinai power, for saving the Israelites from Mitzrayim. And for delivering, snatching Ayinai from Ayinai personal bondages to the evil one by the shed blood, the liberty, the life of the Seha Elohim, the Seha Elohim, the Lamb of the power. Make Ayinai lift Ayinai hearts to Ha-Elohim, to the Elohim, to Xavier, the good, the generous, open-hand Father, he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. In thanks, in Torah, Tawada, in Miskana, in thanks and praise for his salvation, his victory, as I recite the Bracha, and what's the Bracha here, the blessing that's over the second cup, or we call the Kos is cup, Kos Sheni, the Sheni, second Kos, the second cup, the second chalice. Here's the Bracha. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha-olam, borei pri ha-gafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Yahuwah, Blessed art thou, Adonai. Blessed art thou, Jehovah Eloheinu. I Elohim. Melech ha-olam. King of the universe, eternal king. Bore, the one who creates, the creator, Bore, Puri. Bore, Puri. Puri in the Hebrew as fruit. Interesting, we have Fere in the Amharic, but here in the Hebrew, Puri. Bore, Puri, the creator of the fruit. Bore, Puri, Ha-Gafen. The fruit of the vine, the fruit of the vine. And here from Psalm 116, verse 13, from the Metzach Kedush, this verse, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Jehovah. I will lift up the cup, the chalice of salvation. Here, Bamarinya, yeah, medhanitin tsuwa ikebalalo. Now, here's an interesting diversion here between the KJV, right, and the HSV. In the KJV, the English says what? The English says, I will lift up the cup of salvation, Bamarinya. In the Amharic, we have rather, yeah, of medhanit, salvation, medicine. Yeah, medhanitin, tsuwa, the chalice, the cup, ikebelalehu. Yeah, medhanitin, tsuwa, ikebelalo. I will receive the cup, the chalice of salvation, of Medchanit, Medani Alem, of the Savior of the world. Yeah, Medchanitina, Tsuwai, Kebalalo, yeah, Geziavi Herinim, Sim, Teralo, yeah, of Egeziavi Her, the Sustainer, yeah, Egeziavi Herinim, and of Egeziavi Her, the Sustainer, Sim, and the name, the Sim, in the Amharic, the Sim, corresponding to the Shem, the Sim, the name of Exiavia the Stena Iteralo, I will call upon. The idea implied in the Hebrew and the Afro-Shemitic is I will call upon him by name. I will call upon him by name. Here, the cup of deliverance, the cup of deliverance, right here. Yes, message of salvation.
Solomon. Solomon. Every African is expected to contribute his share in strengthening our organization and in consolidating our unity to accelerate the victory of the freedom struggle. The word of the Lion of Yehuda has prevailed. His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, the first Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia, elect of Xavier, God, and Nehul, a greater than Solomon is here.
Christos. The love shown by our God, you understand, to mankind should constrain all of us who are followers and disciples of Christos to do all in our power to see to it that the message of salvation is carried to those of our fellows, our brethren and our sistren who have not had the benefit of hearing the good news. And this is the word of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I speaking on religion.
On the true Hymen,
they always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
The Lord gave the command to go to all the world and preach is of high value. Value says, Gurmawi Nagusnegas, Kamai Halaslashi. So we thank Elohim for our deliverance of all the Berkot, the blessings. I will recite this night Surely one of the most important is to thank Yah Adonai, Shah Adonai, for the way of salvation given to us by way of Beino, his son Yeshua, the great Lamb, the Seha Elohim, who takes away the sins of the world, the eternal sin. Make I and I recite the following Hebrew Baraka and offer thanks and praise, Toda Niskana, to Yahweh Eloheinu, to Jehovah, he who be we be, I and I power. Right here, here, here. Here, 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 brothers and sisters, right here. See something right here. What's up with the printing? Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, part of the print. Pray the I. See, part of the Hebrew up there is off, but the transliteration is there. Okay, so here, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, Asher natan lanu et derekta ha Yeshua, ba Mashiach Yeshua, Baruch hu. Blessed art thou, art the I, Yahweh Elohim, Eloheinu, Ainai Elohim, Melech ha'olam, King of the universe, eternal King, who gave to I and I the way of salvation, Asher Natan Lanu, Et Derek, Ha Yeshua, the way of Yeshua, the way of salvation, through the Messiah Yeshua, Ba Mashiach Yeshua, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch Hu, Amen, and I admit. The deliverance I and I have in Ha'adon Yeshua both clears I and I of guilt and sin and uckery while investing I and I with the power and the righteousness of Jah through Emunah, Emnet, through credit, through faith, through the Yea and Amen. We are, quote, justified in Yeshua, just if I'd, you know, justified here, 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 looking at the English, picking sense, as the elders will say, out of what might seem like nonsense. We are justified just if I'd never sinned, justified just if I'd never ucked up, justified always obeyed, just if I had always obeyed, just if I had never ucked up. This is the miracle of the principle, the exchange life, quote, end quote, what's known as the Korban, the Korban principle, right, the Hebrew principle, the Korban principle of the sacrifice of HaMashiach for I and I, deliverance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, bringing out in verse 21, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, because of the great salvation given to I and I in HaMashiach, I and I are no longer regarded as so-called servants or bondmen or slaves or slaves in the house, but rather are set free and made heirs, inheritors of Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, through Yeshua, I and I, he who be who he be. Here, Matthew 1:21, it says, you shall call his name Yeshua, for he shall Yoshia, save his people from their uckery. Yes, I praise thee, divine majesty. Yes, I, Jehovah, Jah, save thine eye life. Hey, the God just saved my life.
just come and say, you better get up, better get up, better get up or succeed. Cause some people drive you crazy, yeah. Got you turning to the evil man. Pray and I pray and I pray every day. To deliver me right away. And if it wasn't for my Bible, I don't know what I do. Jaja saved my life. Oh, I don't lie. Jaja saved my life with a song. See, he says, it's not a problem that I can't fix. You are my people and I love you. Go on you, go on you. Go on you. Last night I just saved my life. Hey, hop into my car. And I didn't get very far, yeah. Cause I died on my mind. And you never, never treat me unkind. Last night Rasta to save my life. With a song, yeah. Lord, I tried to save my life with a song. It's not a problem that I can't fix, man. You are my people and I love you. No need to go and grow the bush. No need to, no need to encore. Everything you do I can see. No need to hide. Lord, I tried to save my life.
Song, those that rise to save my life with a song.
Jaja, make me well again. Oh, Jaja, can you see your people on the street? Oh, Jaja, can you see? We are in Babylon bondage. They take away our gold and they take our knowledge away. Due to the money vibe, I and I think it's alright. Oh Jah, can't you see? Dirty Babylon can't let me free. Every man should live and earn as ever and ever and ever and ever. Oh Jah, can't you see? Your people not living clean. Can't talk a sister for me. Miss Mary, I tell some news. Oh Jah, can't you see? Those people ain't not green. Oh Jah, can't you see? Their people are not free.
Raksa! Wow.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Racha, washing, Netilat Yadayim, washing of the hands, seven steps, right? So the Seder leader calls out, Racha, 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 washing. So before I and I begin to eat some matzah, I and I say the meal, I and I will wash I and I hands in the sight of the tribe, traditional baraka, traditional blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotayo v'tzivanu ala netilata yadayi. Blessed art thou, Adonai, I and I Elohim, eternal king, master of the universe, universal master, who has sanctified I and I with thy commandments, who has made I and I holy, set apart, Asher, Kiddushanu, Ben Mitzvotayo, who has sanctified I and I, set I and I apart, made I and I holy, Ayla, with thy commandments, and commanded with Siwanu, and commanded I and I, Ala Netilata Yadayi, commanded I and I about the washing of the hand. So here, the Barata. Step seven right here, the rachta. Now, note here, some of the early sages stated that you should pour the water three times. So it was just interesting, the sign of HaShilush HaKadosh, the true trinity, the Hebrew triunity. Some of the early sages stated that you should pour the water three times on each hand, right, left, right, left, right, left. After the washing, the rakta, the hands, right, the washing of the hands, netilat yadayim, they are clasped together, and the braka, and the blessing is recited. Once again, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvota V'Tzivanu Al Netilat Yadayim. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah Inai Elohim, Master of the Universe, Eternal King, who has sanctified Inai, made Inai holy, set apart with thy commandments, and commanded Inai about the washing of the hands. Bringing us right here to the Motzi Matzah. We're going to segue with the day two reading right here in this eve. We're in the eve of the first day right here. So the Motzi Matzah, eating the matzah, step eight. The Seder leader calls out, Motzi Matzah, Motzi, the eating of the matzah. Now, I am ready to eat some matzah, but not just any matzah, but the very special matzah that our patriarchs, our forefathers, Abraham and Yitzhak, the great patriarchs of Inai faith, of Inai liberty, who demonstrated, manifested the truth of Jah's sacrificial love by the binding of Yitzhak, the binding, the Akedah, the binding of Yitzhak upon the altar, upon HaMizbeach. Now, the Seder leader, next, the leader of the Seder of the Gathering, next distributes pieces of the top and the middle matzah, the kita injera, the unleavened bread, representing Abraham and Yitzhak, Abraham and Isaac, to each person at the table, at the shulchan. Before I eat of this special matzah, however, I will recite two traditional Hebrew berkot, blessings. First, I now recite the familiar berakot, or blessing, baraka, rather, over the bread, the lechem. And then we will recite the baraka, the blessing over hamatra. That will mark the start of I observance of the seven-day festival, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. First, then, make I and I all recite the traditional baraka, blessing over the bread. So here is a traditional blessing over the bread. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Jehovah Inai Elohim, King of the Universe, Universal King, who brings forth bread from the earth. HaMotzi, the bringer, HaMotzi, the bringer, lechem, bread, mean from ha, the aret. HaMotzi, lechem, mean ha, aret. The full of full of the blessing, the formula, opening part, Baruch Ata Adonai, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, HaMotzi, lechem, mean ha, aret. Now, we are ready to recite the baraka, the blessing over HaMatzah, over the bread. That marks the start of the seven-day festival of the unleavened bread, recalling Inai first Shabuah, the first 7 days after Inai deliverance from the bond age in Mitzrayi. Make Inai all recite the baraka, the blessing over HaMatzah, together. Here. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvotayo V'Tzivanu Ala Achilata Matzah. Blessed art thou, Adonai Elohim, King of the Universe, Universal King, who sanctified Inai with his commandments, who made Inai Ayla holy, set apart with his commandments, and commanded Inai to eat matzah, commanded Inai al akilat, akilat, al upon the akilat, the eating of matzah. Here, once again, the Baraka. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Ashek Edshano BeMitzvotai Wetziwano Al Achilat Matzah. Now, we now all eat that portion of the matzah given to I. Now, here. Note that during his upper room Seder, the upper room Seder with his Talmudim, with his disciples, Robeinu Yeshua, I, Rabbi Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, before he would be crucified, he distributed matzah pieces so that they could dip into the dishes on the Seder plate so they could dip it. They could dip the matzah, dip the bread. Reader 1 says this right here. When it was evening, he reclined. He leaned back at the Shulchan, at the table with the 12. And as they were eating, Yeshua, HaNotzri, Jesus of Nazareth, said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me. One of you will betray I." Reader 2. And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him, one after another, "Adoni, Ani, is it I? Adoni, Ani, is it I? Ani who? Am I he?" Reader 1. Yeshua answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. He who has dipped his hand, yado, his hand in the dish with I will betray I." Reader 2. Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Rabbi, honey, who? Is it I?" Yeshua said to him, "You have said so." Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 to 25, John chapter 13, verse 36. Now, right after this, Yehuda, Iscariot, he left into the night to betray Adonai, and was therefore not, Judas Iscariot was not at the Seder when Yeshua later sanctified. Here's the key thing. He was not at the Seder table when Yeshua, Robeinu, when he sanctified HaMatzah. The matzah, this part here, Judaically, is known as the Afikomen, right? And he was not there, right, for the third cup, the third chalice. As the symbols, right, the third cup, the third chalice, and the Afikomen, right, that main part of the matzah that was hidden and wrapped around, like in the shroud, so to speak, right, covered in order to take it out of view, right? So Judas Iscariot was not there when Yeshua sanctified HaMatzah, the Afikomen, and the third chalice as the symbols, right, of his body and blood sacrificed for our redemption at Getachin, Be'ma'idlai, Getachin, our Savior at the table. Here we have Luke 22 and 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Sa'atum bedaresa gizeh ka'asara huletu hawariyat gar be'ma'id tekemeteh. Be'ma'id, he was be'ma'id at the table. He sat at the table. Now, there's a little more of a reasoning on the meaning of matzah as it connects right here, even with these days right here. Just looking at the time right here. Let's just begin off right here, the meaning of matzah, and then we'll go to day two right now, seeing that we're already at almost 2 hours of the three-hour podcast. Hopefully we have that full of the third hour. But the meaning of matzah, the kita and jera, the flat bread, unleavened bread, we have now had our first taste, hopefully, of matzah, the kita and jera, at least in spirit and in truth, for the seven-day Isla day called Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of Unleavened Bread or Unleavened Breads. John clearly stated that we are to eat this bread, the bread of affliction, to commemorate the Exodus Mimitzrayim from Egypt. So Reader 1 at this point would say, The Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we shall all be dead. So the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading bowls being bound up in their cloaks on their shoulders, Exodus 12, verse 33 to 34. We ought to remember how we ate only matzah from the time the Iowa we left Mitzrayim on Pesach, Passover Day, until the day we crossed over the sea and left Mitzrayim behind Ayinai. Reader 2. Remember the day in that you came out from Mitzrayim, out of the house of the Beit Abadim, the house of bondage. For by a strong hand, Yah brought you out from that place. No leavened bread may be eaten. 7 days you shall eat matzah, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to Jehovah. There is a connection. Okay, this connects with Exodus chapter 13, verses 13. Exodus chapter 13, verses 3 and 6, that portion that read a 2. All right? So there is a connection between leaven, the chametz, and Mitzrayim. Apparently, the Egyptians or the Mitzrayim invented the idea of fermentation. Yes, Kemet, ancient Mitzrayim, Ham. Right? Apparently, the Egyptians invented the idea of fermentation, this idea of yeast, for use with bread. And such bread was even used as a form of currency. Did you know the bread that had yeast, the dough bread, the puffed up bread, it was used as a form of currency in the ancient economy. Leaven, therefore, represents the, quote, rich man's bread, not the flat bread. That's the poor man bread, but the big bread, you know, the puffed up bread, the rich man's bread. That is the bread eaten by the taskmasters, the nogesim, who downpress and exploit others for their own lusts. Leavened bread is the food, symbolically here, of this evil world, flesh, satanic sepulchre, of that we are to be purged, we're to be purged of that. So the leaven, the yeast, it produces fermentation, which is a natural process of decay, or dying, decaying. The sages, Rabbanim, identified leaven, the chametz, with the yetzer hara. Yetzer, the inclination, ha, the ra'a. Inclination to the ra-ra, the evil, the bad, the ill, the unkind. The evil impulse that gives, quote, rise, end quote, to lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Yeshua HaNotri, Rabbeinu, was completely without chatiyat akari, entirely unleavened, that is free from that curse, that cuss of mota, mavet, and its corruption. He was not, quote, puffed up by chatat, sin, akri, but was a seh, a lamb, without spot or blemish, given for Ayinai Pesach, Passover sacrifice, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Moreover, after he was buried, Yeshua HaNotri, Rabbeinu did not suffer the natural process of corruption, that is to say, decomposition of the body. His body did not, quote, return to the afar or to the dust. The very curse upon Adam, Aleph Dam, and his Adama, his earth, or the earth, also represented by Hawa, Eve. As the second Adam, Yeshua's death reversed the curse by killing the power of Chatat and Mawet and Mavet and death through the sacrifice of himself for the believers, according to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the apostle to the Gentiles, Hawari Apollos, Paul, our brother, he instructs Ayinai to, quote, purge out the old leaven, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8, to purge out the old leaven, to keep the feast of Pesach, Fasica. That means that we, Ayinai, are to live in purity and separation from the corrupting influences of chatat, of akari, in Ayinai lives and liberty. Since we have been made unleavened, pure by the sacrifice of Yeshua HaMoshiach, by the King of Kings, by Hashem's land. I and I lives and liberty should reflect the inner purity of his heart, hard to come. Does this mean that we are supposed to flagellate I and I self in repentance? No, because unleavened bread is called the bread of affliction, or the lechem oni, literally the bread of humiliation, or the bread of humility. Partaking of this bread means humbly identifying with his suffering and affliction that Yeshua Hanotri performed on I and I behalf. As the prophet Yeshayahu Isaiah wrote about Ha Moshiach, and here's where the third reader comes forward. Surely he has borne I and I griefs and carried I and I sorrows, yet I and I esteemed him stricken, smitten by Yahweh, by Jehovah, and afflicted. But he was wounded for I and I, for our transgressions. He was crushed for I and I iniquity, moral perversities. Upon him was the chastisement, the discipline that brought I and I shalom. And with his stripes, I and I are here. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 to 5. Here. A little word to ones listening right here, calling. Here we have like about 90 seconds or so to hear the full or Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. We're going forward. In other words, matzah represents the bread of his, right? The bread of his affliction. So in other words, matzah represents the bread, right? The bread of his afflictions, not of I and I own. Point, right? The matzah, hold on for a moment, right here. Yes, right? The bread of his afflictions, not I and I own. I and I do not become sanctified, set apart, Isla. In other words, by afflicting I and I self. Again, I and I do not become sanctified or set apart, holy, Isla, in other words, by afflicting I and I self, but rather by sincerely yaying, amen, and crediting the word credo, right, pistis in the Koine Greek, and the word amen also in the Hebrew and the Afro-Semitic languages also means to trust. And the afflictions that Robeno Yeshua, the King of Kings Christ, endured on I and I behalf. Just as I and I are saved by John's grace through Hymeno, through the living faith, Hymenot, the Emuna, the Emmet. So are I and I sanctified, set apart. Sanctification, making separate, making holy, is the work of the Ruach HaKadosh, of the Memphis Kedus, the Holy Spirit, in I and I lives, in I and I liberty. Just as miraculous as regeneration, being born again itself. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. We do not earn merit in that sense before Yahweh Eloheinu through performing good deeds, according to Titus chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Again, we do not earn merit in that sense before Jehovah through performing good deeds, but rather by humbling I and I selves and trusting in HaMoshiach for righteousness in Yahweh, truth, and life. John chapter 6, verse 28 to 29, a point of reference. Unleavened bread, then, it signifies, or the matzah, kita and jera, signifies I and I identification with Adonai, in his humility and affliction. But it does not mean attempting to effect I and I own sanctity, our own sanctity by means of self-styled affliction. We are sanctified, set apart by Yahweh, his chesed, his grace, not by outward shows of religion or religiosity, being really just. Remember that the oughts are like the command, all the oughts, right? The commands of the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan, the New Covenant, are directed to the truth, ha-emet, of who you are in HaMoshiach, Who are you in the anointed, in the ointment, in the anointing? Who are you in HaMashiach? That is, by virtue of his connection to you, to the I, and not by your and I and I former life and identity as a bondman, right, or even as a slave to the world, flesh, and the satanic system of things, the Sakhlora, spiritual Mitzrayim. Make I and I make a few additional comments about unleavened bread. Unlike leavened bread that relies on an outside agency. What's the outside agency that leavened bread relies on? That's yeast. Unleavened bread is simple and pure. Just add flour and water, mix and bake. Second, in ancient times, the leavening process usually involved adding a pinch of soured dough to the mix. But unleavened bread has no, quote, history. Unleavened bread doesn't have that history that is brought into its creation. It's therefore a new lump. It's not an old lump. You take some of the old, you have to new. No, it's a new lump, not using material from the past. So the leavening process sometimes involves adding a pinch of sourdough to the mix. But unleavened bread, the matzah, the kita, and jera has no such history that is brought into its creation. It is that new lump, not using material from the past. It is free, in other words, from the effects and the adverse affects of the curse, the consequences of previous decaying. Leavening, therefore, represents our I&I connection with I&I past lives and liberty. Another way to say this is that unleavened bread, the mantra, Kita and Jera, represents an abrupt break with the past, brought about through a lack of previous labor or human design. After all, salvation, right? Salvation, Yeshuot, is from Yahweh, he who be who he be. Jah delivered the ancient Israelites from bondage, just as Jah delivers I and I from the slavery, bondage to I and I own uckery. Eating unleavened bread, called the bread of affliction, is really to eat the bread of his affliction. And therefore it functions as a memory, right? A memory. It's something with the mind and the memory, right? The synapses, the mind, the memory, right? To I and I own powerlessness to affect righteousness. So it cuts out completely the sense or the false sense of self-righteousness. It is eaten, note this, according to HaTorah, in haste. That is, not the result of human ingenuity or planning. No, just do. It is a commemoration, calling to the memory, commemoration, that salvation, Yeshua, Yeshuot, victory, is of Yahweh, of Jehovah, rather than a work of our own. The false idea that we can merit our own righteousness before he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, that we are self-sufficient and do not need a savior, and the principle of salvation is something that Yeshua Robeinu regarded as a form of spiritual leaven and might even lead to spiritual leprosy. It is only when the ego, the false or pseudo ego, is deflated, right, unleavened, that we are able to discern ha-emet, the emet, the truth of I real, the real inward condition, the real psycho-spiritual condition. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Here we have 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, where it says, knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Now, charity in the KJV, take note, Habarim, right, Talmudim. In the KJV, charity is really the word love. Did you know? Charity is the word love. So when you find it in, especially the New Testament scripture, charity is love. So here, from the King of Kings Bible, Euket Yasatabial, Yastabial, puffed up, cause one to be proud. Euket Yastabial, Fikargin, Fikar, love, Fikargin, Yantzal, Fikargin, Yantzal. So knowledge, Euket, Ilket, it can cause like pride, yastabiyal, like you can puff up, right? Arrogant, cause arrogancy. Fikr, fikr, love, gin, however love, however fikr, yantzal, yantzal, it manet, manet. This interesting word here means to build. Edify means to build up, to build up, to build up, to build up. Yes, I, building up, I, in love. Yes, I. Make I and I. Make I and I go forward, forward, forward.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
So here from HaTorah for day two, we have Leviticus 22. Leviticus 22, focus verses 26 to chapter 23, 44. We have 44 right here. Yes, I. Give it
chapter 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam. And from the eighth day and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye shall leave none of it until the morrow. I am the Lord. Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall ye profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord which hallow you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. That was a shorter than expected clip right there, but let's ride through right here. Words of I and I mouth, meditation, I and I heart, humbly accepted, and I said, I got those for the group of the crowd. Shem, here, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 26. Again, and Jehovah said to Moshe, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam. The dam is the mother. And from the eighth day and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Interesting here, the first day service called Sunday is the first day. Hebraically, it's also known as the eighth day, right, according to the pattern. Verse 28, and whether it be cow or ewe, ye y'all shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when ye y'all will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving of Tawada, of Todah, to Jehovah, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up, ye shall leave none of it till the morrow. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who ye be. Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who ye be. Neither shall ye profane my holy name, Shem Kadeshi, but I will be hallowed, set apart among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who ye be, who hallow you, who set you apart, sanctify, who make you holy. Verse 33, that brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. So hear, hear, hear. Second part right here from Leviticus chapter 23 to verse 44. The feast of Jehovah, the Sabbath, and the feast. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, "Say to the B'nai Yisrael and say to them concerning the feast, the Mo'edim of Yahweh, the Mo'edei Yahweh, the feast, the appointed times of Jehovah, that ye all shall proclaim to be Ila, I vacation, holy outcalled assemblies. Even these are Mo'edai, my feast, my appointments. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Shabbat of rest, a holy Ila, I vacation. Ye all shall do no work therein. It is the Shabbat of Jehovah in all your dwellings. The feast of Jehovah, first item, the Passover, Pesach, Christos, Moshiach, Einai, Redeemer. Compare, contrast 1 Corinthians 5 and 7 and 1 Peter 1, 19. Here, verse 4. These are the Mo'edim, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the appointments of Jehovah, feasts and festivals, even the Mikra Kodesh, even the Ila, holy outcalled convocations, that ye all shall proclaim in their season. In the 14th of the first month, first moon at even, evening is Yahuwah's Pesach, Jehovah's Passover. Feast of Jehovah, second item, unleavened bread, memorial feast. Compare, contrast 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, Galatians chapter 5, focus verses 7 to 9. Here, Leviticus chapter 23, here, verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same moon, same month, is the feast of unleavened bread to Jehovah. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread, matzah. In the first day ye all shall have a holy avocation, a set apart out called assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. But ye all shall offer an offering made by fire to Jehovah 7 days. In the seventh day is a ilavocation, a holy set apart out called assembly. Ye all shall do no servile occupational work therein. The feast of Jehovah, the third item, first fruits, Christos, Moshiach, anointed, risen. Compare with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. Here, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9. And Yahweh, Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, "Speak to the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and say to them, when y'all be coming to the land that I give to you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye all shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest, an omer, a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest, to HaKohen, to the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf b'shnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, on the morrow after HaShabbat, HaKohen, the priest, shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf, the omer, and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering, an olah, layahuah, to Jehovah. And the meat, the meal offering, the mincha, thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Jehovah for a sweet savor. And the drink, nesek, thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye all shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye all have brought an offering to your Elohim. It shall be a statute, the hook, forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. The feast, festivals of Jehovah the Fourth, the wave loaves, the church at Pentecostay, at Shavuot, at the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of HaMoshiach, Yeshua. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, verse 13, verse 20 here. Leviticus chapter 23 here at verse 15. And ye and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after HaShabbat, after the Sabbath, from the day that y'all brought the sheaf, the omer of the wave offering, 7 Shabbat, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Two sevens clash. Seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye all number 50 days. The morrow would be Sunday, the first day, yeah? And ye all shall offer a new mincha to Jehovah. Ye all shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves of two tenth deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven. They are the first fruits to Jehovah. And ye and y'all shall offer with the bread seven lambs without blemish of the first year and one young bullock and two rams. They shall be for a olah, burnt offering to Jehovah, and their minka, meal offering, and their nesek, drink offerings, even an offering made by Aish, by fire, of sweet savor, of a sweet smell to Jehovah. Then ye shall sacrifice one kid of the goats for a sin offering, a chatat, and two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of shalamim, peace offering. And HaKohen shall wave them with the bread of the first fruit for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah. With the two lambs, they shall be wholly set apart to Jehovah for HaKohen, for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a holy Eilah avocation, a set-apart out-called assembly to you. And ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute, ha-kuka, forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shall not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shall thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them to the poor and to the stranger. Ani Yahuwah Elohim, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. Feast of Jehovah, the fifth, trumpets, prophetic of the future regathering of Yisrael. Refer to Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 18, verses 3 and verse 7, Isaiah chapter 27, verses 12 and 13, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 14, Joel chapter 2, verses 15 to 32. And here, Leviticus chapter 23, here, verse 23. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, the seventh moon, in the first day of the month, the moon, shall ye all have a Sabbath, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, a holy and Eilah convocation, outcalled assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work, occupational labor, but ye all shall offer an offering made by Aish, by fire to Yahweh, to Jehovah. The feast of Jehovah, the sixth, the day of the atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Compare, contrast, the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 1 to 16, here, verse 26. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, also on the tenth day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an Eilah vacation to you, and ye all shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by Aish, by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and ye and y'all shall do no work, no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you, lifnei Yahuwah Elohim, before he who be, we be, y'all Elohim. For whatsoever soul, nafesh, it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. Point of order right here. The soul is feminine and male and female. So the real reading would be more like, for whatever soul, nefesh, it be that she shall not be afflicted in that same day, she shall be cut off. But the soul of that man and she shall be cut off from among, it says amo here, but ameha. That soul, that psyche, shall be cut off. Verse 30, and whatsoever soul, nefesh, should be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people, amo, ameha, her people. Ye all shall do no man of work. It shall be a statute, a hookah, forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be a Shabbat of rest, and ye all shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day of the moon, the month at even, evening, from even to even, evening to evening, shall y'all celebrate your Shabbat. Verse 33. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month, seventh moon, shall be the Feast of Tabernacle, the Chag HaSukkot, for 7 days to Jehovah. On the first day shall be a holy assembly, assembly. Ye all shall do no servile occupational labor therein. 7 days y'all shall offer an offering made to Ash to Jehovah. On the eighth day shall be an Eli vacation to you, and ye all shall offer an offering made to Ash by fire to Jehovah. It is a solemn assembly. And ye, y'all, shall do no servile work therein. These are the Mo'adim, Mo'adei Yahuwah, the feasts, the festivals, the appointments of he who be who ye be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, that ye, y'all, shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Ila, outcalled assemblies, to offer an offering made be'esh, by fire, to Jehovah, a ola, burnt offering, a minka, a meal offering, a zebah, a sacrifice, a nesek, a drink offering, everything up on his day. Beside the Sabbath of Jehovah, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offering, that ye all shall give la Yahuwah to Jehovah. The feast of Jehovah, the seventh, Tabernacles, Sukkot. Here, compare, contrast Ezra chapter 3, verse 4, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 to 19, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. Here, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 39. Also, in the 15th day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, when ye all have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye all shall keep a feast to Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Shabbat, and on the eighth day shall be a Shabbat. And ye all shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye all shall rejoice lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem, before Jehovah your Elohim, 7 days. And ye and y'all shall keep it a feast to Jehovah 7 days in the Shana, in the year. It shall be a hukat, a statute forever in your generations. Ye all shall celebrate, I celebrate it in the seventh moon, the seventh month. Ye all shall dwell in booths in Sukkot 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in Sukkot, in booths, in huts, that your generations may know that I made the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to dwell in Sukkot, in booths, when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be who he be, your Elohim, your power. And Moshe and Moses declared to the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Mo'adei Yahuwah, the feast, the festivals of Jehovah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here for the fire offering, words line our mouth, meditation line our heart. Hosea, as Hosea says, take a few words, yes, I. Here, word sound.
Chapter 28. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord, and in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of servile work therein, but ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord. two young bullocks and one ram, and seven lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deals shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several 10th deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. He shall do no servile work.
Amen. And so here we move forward to the, don't see it on the board, perhaps it's under a different titling right here, 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. As well as 2 Kings chapter, let's get the numbering right here. Yes, I. Okay, so we have 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 to 9, as well as verses 21 to 25 right here. Yes, I. So I'm not too sure if it's up there on the board. Apologies to the reader if it's not. Don't see it on the board right here. Just whip it out and bring it up right here. Okay, so we go to 2 Kings, the Haftarah. Apologies to Sahar Ahad if it's here on the board, but we just with the time, because it's in the timing. But we can always reflect on the word in the forward. So here, 2 Kings chapter 23. Yes, so this is the section here where the Passover is kept in the time of Josiah, 2 Kings, chapter 23. We'll pick up right here from verses 1 to 9. This is my word of message to do, Sahadu Amlak. 2 Kings, chapter 23. The law, HaTorah read to Amo, read to the people. Compare, contrast 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 29 and 30. And the king sent, and they gathered to him all the elders of Yehuda, of Judah, and Jerusalem, and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house, into the Beit Yahweh, the house of Jehovah, and all the men of Yehuda, of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and HaKohanim, and HaNabim, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the Beit Yahweh, in the house of Jehovah. The king's covenant here, verse 3. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant, listening to Yahweh before Jehovah, to walk after Jehovah and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all heart and with all soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. Here, Josiah's further reformations. Here we have 2 Kings chapter 23 at verse 4. And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the Kohanim of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple, the Hekal of Jehovah, all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the grove, and all the host of Shemaim, the heavens. And he burnt them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them to Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous Kohanim, the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Yehuda, the kings of Judah, had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the fields of Yehuda, and in the places round about Yerushalayim, them also that burnt ashes to Baal, and to the Shemesh, the sun, and to the Yareach, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of Shemayim, of the heavens. And he brought out the grove from the house of Jehovah without Yerushalayim to the brook Kidron, and burnt it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, and cast the powder thereof up on the graves of the children of the people. And he break down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of Jehovah, the Beit Yahuwah, where the woman wove hangings for the grove. And he brought all the priests, the Kohanim, out of the cities of Yehudah, and defiled the high places wherewith the Kohanim had burnt ashes, from Gibeah to Beersheba, and break down the high places of the gate that were in the entering in the gate of Yehoshua, the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, Kohanim, the Kohanim of the high places, came not up to the Mizbeah of Yahuwah, of Jehovah in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. Hear, 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 verses 1 to 9 and verses 21 to 25. 21 to 25, right here, here, here. The Passover cap, 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 21 to 25, Passover Pesach kept. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Pesach, la Yahuwah Elohim, to Jehovah your Elohim, your power, as it is written in the book, in the Sefer Berit, in the book of this, Berit HaZeh, in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not holding such a Passover from the days of the Shoftim, of the judges that judge Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Yehuda, kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein this Pesach, this Passover, was holden la Yahuwah to Jehovah in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, the obia, and wizards, and the images, and the idols, and all the to'eba, the abomination that was spied in the land of Yehuda, of Judah, and in Yerushalayim, did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of HaTorah, of Jah's direction, instruction, that were written in the book that Hilkiah, Kohen, the priest, found in the Beit Yahuwah, in the house of Jehovah. And like to him was there no king, no melech, no negus, no melech. And like to him, Josiah, there was no king before him that turned to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the Torah, direction, instruction of Moshe. Neither after him arose there any like him. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Glory be to our Father, our King. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. In the name of Yeshua, Jah says, the Messiah. Yes, I, Rastafari. Yes, I, here. Onward, here for the Brit. Chadasha, the new covenant reading right here, brothers and sisters. Oh, just a note right here. One of Einai first rabbis, amongst Einai, we the black Jews, Rabbi Arnold Josiah, interesting, his name Josiah, he's like a Josiah for Einai, Arnold Josiah Ford. Yes, I, just to bring him into remembrance right here, in connection with his namesake, right, and the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. But here, from the Brit Chadasha.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for Feast of Unleavened Bread, Day 2. Chag HaMatzot Yom Sheni, coming from the Book of Revelation, Chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. We'll be reading the fuller full. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Revelation, Chapter 15. The seven vials, vision of the angels of the seven last plagues, the bowls of the wrath of Elohim. Verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit, verse 3, Gimel. Va'era ot acher bashemaim gadol v'nifla sheba malakim nosim et sheba hamakot. Ha'acharonot ki bahen kalla za'am Elohim. Wa'era ki yam zikokit balul ba'ish wa'et hamt gabrim al hakaya wa'al talma wa'al tawa wa'al misparshma omdim al yam hazikokit wa'kinorot Elohim b'yideihim. Vayashiru et shirat Moshe, Ebed Elohim, veshirat hase lemur, gdolim ma'aseka, v'neflaim, Yahweh Elohim tebot, telik uemet derkeka melek haktoshim. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of Elohim. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of Elohim. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of Elohim, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Yahuwah Elohim Tzevaot, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Yahuwah, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave to the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of Elohim, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of Elohim and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Kaburulakalu, Kaburuladimtu, Kaburulakhailu, Kaburulakedamawi, Khaile Salase, but Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Father. And son.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
yes, 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 yes. The fulfilling day two. I'd like to share someone the psalm for day one, the previous at Psalm 96, right here, just looking at the time right here that we have right here. I'm going a little bit of overdrive, you know, hopefully this will be a minor ready to eat, but the reasonment really connects here with the reason for the season, right? The reason for the season, the Passover, the Exodus. Yes, I. So I'd like to share this right here. Let's see if we can just bring this up. Brothers and sisters and brothers, keeping it moving, keeping it in, and I don't want to say haste, but, you know, quickening up the pace. Here, the English, the Hebrew, side by side, never diss the mind.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. His truth, his truth, his truth.
מזמור צדיו. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, בכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, עוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלך, אף תיכון תבל בל תלמוד, ידין עמים ומישרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלוס שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער, לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו.
קדמאווי.
The whole place is
due for help. Munato and his truth, yes I. We had this on the board from previous. It's Psalm 96, right? And this is the Johnny John Boy Psalm 96 Marvin Gaye Hebrew music. I'd like to share the midrash and the outro, but here, I'd like to share this right here.
Just like music.
If it never get wrote, it ain't getting spoke. Life ain't a game, but you still need a coach. Ain't no F, ain't no O's, but you still need a boat. My people got brain, but no think in them. I took the beam out my eyes and put some wink in them. People staggering around with no drink in them. Got a graveyard full of pins with no ink in them. All I wanna do is just help mine. And we don't need no help from the helpline. Keep your TD fakes in them, cause we would not be chasing them. It's an unfair race for them. Leave them in the dust with no trace of them. I just pray the music waking them.
Thanks and praise and do good. It's not so difficult. Hopefully I and I will do good. Yes, I right here, new song in this
evil, 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 boy, everything takes time. Evil, 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 boy, everything takes time. Evil, boy, everything takes time.
Here, a midrash on today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Mizmor Tzadai, Vav, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Psalm 96. Here. Opening verse, the Aleph, and the first part of the Beit verse that reads, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah, kol haaret. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo. Hear, opening two verses, the Aleph, the first verse, and the first part of the Beit, the second verse. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, a new song. Shir Chadash, Shir song, Chadash, new. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, all the earth. Kol ha'aret, ha'aret, ha'aret. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah. Praise name. Barku shemo, bless his name. Barku shemo. Shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah, kol ha'aret. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo. Rav Abahu taught the three times that the word sing, the three times that the word sing is used in this mizmor, in this psalm, in mizmor tzadai wawwe, tzadai waw, mizmor tzadai vav, psalm 96, the three times that the word sing, shiru, sing y'all, shiru is used in this psalm, correspond to the three prayers during which the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, sing praises, Isis, every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be
blessed
He.
Blessed,
thus,
blessed,
thus,
blessed,
sing,
blessed,
sing,
blessed,
sing, blessed, shiru,
sing,
shiru, 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 la Yahuwah, shir chadash. Sing to he who be who he be, Yahuwah, to Jehovah, a new song corresponds to the morning prayer, Shacharit, Tefillah, the morning prayer, during that, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites sing praises, Isis, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, because He renews daily the walk, the work of creation, the work of iration,
the work of iration,
the work sing, of iration, the work sing, of shiru, and sing to Jehovah all the earth. Shiru la Yahuwah, kol ha'aret,
kol ha'aret,
kol ha'aret, kol ha'aret, corresponds to the afternoon prayer, because during the day, all the inhabitants of the earth enjoy the sun and its beams, and sing shiru, sing y'all, and sing to Jehovah, praise his name, bless his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo, corresponds to the evening prayer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be he, is praised, is blessed, because he brings on the evening,
the evening
twilight,
twilight,
twilight. Ki gadol Yahuwah umahulala me'od. For Jehovah, he who be who he be, is great and greatly to be praised. Ki gadol Yahuwah umahulal me'od. Hear the Dalet, the fourth verse of today's psalm. Mizmor tzadai waw, mizmor tzadai vav, psalm 96, verse 4. For Jehovah is great, ki gadol Yahuwah, and greatly to be praised. Ua mehulal meod. He rolls forth light out of darkness, and darkness out of light. And here, the Midrash, the Dirsan, the Midrash note here, rather, quote, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Here, Midrash note, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Who is the one that does this? Who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Whereas, here, in the Hey verse, the fifth verse of today's psalm, it reads, all the gods of the nations are things of naught. All the gods of the nations are Elim, Elim, all the gods of the nations are things of naught, the things of nothingness. Ki, kol Elohei ha'amim, Elim. Why Lamaze. Why are they called Elilim? Elilim. Elilim. Why are they called Elilim? Rav Jose said, because they bring woe. They bring woe. Alelai, 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 alelai to those who serve them. Why are they called Gilulim? Gilulim. Why are they called Gilulim? Why are they called Gilulim? Why are they called Gilulim? Why are they called... Here, Midrash note on Gilulim, Gilulim. Here, the Midrash note. Literally, Gilulim, the Gilulim is rolled blocks. Rolled blocks are Gilulim. Because like rolls of dung, like rolls of gilalim, gilalim, gilalim of dung, of shite, of dung, gilalim, they are unclean. Why? Lamaze. Why are they called pisalim, pisalim, pisalim? Here, here, here. Midrash no pisalim, pisalim. What is pisalim? Here, the literal meaning of pisalim is carved images, carved images, pisalim, because they are hacked out. Pisulim, pisulim, they are mere botches. Nifsalim, nifsalim, they are mere botches. Why? Lamaze, is any god of heathen nations, goyim, called Toeba, Toeba. Here, here, Midrash note on Toeba, 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 abomination. Toeba, abomination, because on account of it, a man goes astray. Toe ba, toe ba. They are called toe ba, abomination, because on account of it, a man goes astray. A man toe ba. Why? Lamaze, are the gods Elohim of heathen nations, goyim, the Gentiles, international community, why are they called Atzabim, Atzabim? Why are they called Atzabim, Itzabim? Why are they called Itzabim? Here, here, Midrash note, Atzabim or Itzabim, Itzabim, images, images, because on their account, their worshippers are brought to grief, are brought to grief, are brought to mitat. Mitats beam, mitats beam. They are brought to mitats beam, brought to grief, brought to grief, brought to grief. You hear today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow, Psalm 96. Here's a hey verse that reads, but the Lord made the heavens, the heavens, the heavens. Wayahuwah Shemaim Asah, but Jehovah made the heavens. Wayahuwah Shemaim Asah, Asah, Asah. Honor and majesty are before him. Here, here, today's psalm, connecting the hey and the wow, the vav verse, the fifth and the sixth verse, where it reads, honor and majesty are before him. Hod v'hadar lefanayo. Honor, hod, and majesty v'hadar are before him. Le fanayo.
Le fanayo. Le fanayo.
Hod we hadar le fanav. Hod we hadar le fanayo. That is to say, the ministering angels are before him. Therefore, here, here, here in today's psalm, in the eighth verse, it reads, ascribe to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, ye, your kindreds of the peoples, ascribe to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Jehovah, glory and glory and glory, glory and strength. Habu, la Yahuwah kobod shemo. Ascribe, habu la Yahuwah kobod shemo. Ascribe, or Hebraically speaking, right here, 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 give. Habu, habu la Yahuwah kobod shemo. Ascribe to Jah. Jehovah, Jehovah, ascribe to Jehovah glory and strength. Here, 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 taking it from the seventh verse right here, the second part, the seventh verse. Habu la Yahuwah, Misha Pechota Amin. Ascribe to Jehovah, ye kindreds of the peoples. Habu, give. Habu la Yahuwah, Habu, give to he who be who he be. Mishpachot, families, families, kindreds, mishpacha, mishpacha here in the plural sense, misha pechot amin, amin, of the peoples. Habu la Yahuwah, ascribe to Jehovah, kabod wa oz, ascribe to he who be who he be, kabod, glory, wa and oz, and strength, and strength, strength. Strength. In the Zamana Labo, in the time to come. For where it reads, bring, bring an offering and come into his courts. Here, here, here in today's Psalm is Moraz Adai Wow, where it reads, bring, bring an offering and come into his courts. Su mincha. Ubo le hatarotayo. Bring. Su lift up. Lift up. Bring. Su. Su bring y'all. Su to Nasa. Nasa to lift up. Hear the command. Su mincha. Su a mincha. Su a mincha. Bring a mincha. A mincha. Mincha. Bring a meal offering. Su a mincha. U a bo'u. And come y'all. Ooh, and bo'u, bo'u, come y'all, li chatarotayo, into his courts, li chatarotav, li chatarotayo, and come into his courts. Su'a mincha, ooh, bo'u'a li chatarotayo. This here, here, here refers to the occasion spoken of in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 30th verse that reads, because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents to thee. Because of thy temple at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem, Yerusalem, shall kings bring presents to thee, to the eye, to the eye, to the eye. Mehe halecha ala Yerushalayim lecha yovilua. Me elachim shai, out of thy temple at Jerusalem, may he kaleka al Yerushalayim, whither where kings shall bring presents to thee, leka yobilu melachim shai, whither where kings shall bring presents to the eye, may he kaleka al Yerushalayim, leka yobilu melachim shai. And here, here, the point of reference from Mizmor Samechet, Samechet, Psalm 68, Hebraically here, the 30th verse, out of thy temple, may hekaleka, may hekaleka, may hekaleka, from the hekal, the eyes, hekal, hekaleka, may hekaleka. Here, 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 the words belong to the preceding verse, the 29th verse, where it reads, thy God hath commanded thy strength, thy strength. Siwa Eloheka Ozeka, thy God, thy true good, Eloheka, hath commanded. Siwa, Siwa, Siva, 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 Eloheka Ozeka, thy Elohim hath commanded thy strength. Ozeka, thy Oz, Oz, Ozeka, be strong. Be strong, O Elohim, thou the eye that has wrought, that has wrought, that has done did for us, for I and I. Uzzah, Uzzah, Elohim, Uzzah, be strong, Uzzah, Uzzah, Elohim. Zu, pa'alta lanu, be strong, O Elohim, Uzzah, Elohim, thou the eye, Zu, pa'alta lanu, thou that has roared, pa'alta lanu, for I and I. Me he kalecha al Yerushalayim, out of thy, from, out of thy temple at Jerusalem. So the words, out of thy temple, me he kalecha, out of thy temple, they belong to the preceding verse as the absence of the full stop, even in the Sefer Tehillim translation indicates, thus, from the abode of his presence, of his perception, of his face in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, may he, even he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, manifest, manifest his wondrous deeds. Whither, where kings shall bring presents to thee, to thee they shall bring king's presence, the literal order of the Hebrew. Lika yobilu milakim shai. Bring presence. Bring presence. Yobilu, bring, they bring shai. Shai. Presence or tribute. Tribute in acknowledgement of submission. Bringing presence or the shai tribute in acknowledgement of submission. Lika yobilu milakim shai. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, O worship Jehovah. Hishtachu la Yahuwah. Worship y'all, prostrate y'all, worship y'all, bow down y'all, worship y'all, for he who be who he be. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, or other Yehudis would say, Hishtachu la Adonai. Worship Jehovah. Here. In the eighth, first part of the eighth verse, the ninth verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Wow, Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Psalm 96 and 9. Then, as it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23, quote, all flesh shall come to worship before me, saith the Lord. All flesh shall come to worship, shall come to prostrate, shall come to bow down before me, before I, saith the Lord. Yavo kol basar lehishatachota lefanai, amar Yahuwah. Shall all flesh come. Yavo, to come. Yavo kol basar, to come all flesh. Yavo kol basar, to worship, lehishatachot, lefanai, before I, before my face, in my presence, amar Yahuwah, saith amar Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be. Yabo, kol basar, lehishatachot, lefanai. Amar Yahuwah. On that day, on that, as is written here in the Yod, in the 10th verse of Mizmor Tzadai Wow, say among the nations that the Lord reigneth. On that day, say among the nations that Jehovah reigneth, that Jehovah hath become king, that he who be who he be is coronated. Imru Vagoyi Yahuwah Malak. Say y'all, Imru, say y'all, Imru Vagoyi, among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community. Imru Vagoyi Yahuwah Malak. He who be who he be, Malak, hath become king, has been coronated, has become king. Imru Bagoyi Yahuwah Malak, that Jehovah reigneth. As it is written, even in Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9, quote, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Wehaya Yahuwah Le Melech Al kol ha'aretz, and he who be who he be shall be wehaya Yahuwah, and shall be and to be who he be wehaya Yahuwah li melek king for king li melek al kol ha'aretz, upon all the earth, upon the entirety of the earthly plane, al kol ha'aretz. Wehaya Yahuwah l'melech al kol ha'aretz. The world also is established. Here. The bait, the second part of the Yod, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96, that reads, the world also is established. Af tikon tevel. The world also is established. The world will then be established in righteousness. The world, his world, the world will then be established in righteousness. Bal timot it shall not be moved. Baltimot, it shall not be moved. For then, Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, the wicked, will not be present in the world, will not be present in his world. He shall judge the peoples equitably. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. The C part, the next part of this verse, still in the Yod verse, in the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96. Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples. Yadin, Yadin, to judge, to execute judgment. Yadin, Amin. Peoples, B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples, B'Meisharim, in equity, B'Meisharim. He will judge equity, equity, Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. And here, 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 from Psalm 9, Hebraically, the 9th verse, this verse right here, Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim.